Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of self is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Oh, come on and praise God. No ordinary worship on this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Daily Fire Devotion Podcast. 15 minutes of a fresh word, teaching, life, prayer, altar call, and ending with assigning your task for today. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, and I say to all of you tuned in live with me right now, good morning, good morning, good morning. And to those of you who will listen to the recording later, hello, hello, hello. God has a powerful word for you today. Listen and grow in every area of your life. For today's teaching, we're in the book of Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. That is Ephesians in the New Testament. Chapter 3, verse 20. While you are getting those Bibles ready, let me quickly give you the three ways that you can tune in to the Daily Fire Devotion Podcast with me. Number one, tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, streaming on all major podcast platforms or on my ministry website, rossi.org. Rossi is spelled R-A-W-S-I. Number two, if you cannot tune in live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, listen to the recording on any of the major podcast platforms. We're on Apple, Spreaker, Spotify, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Google. We're now on iHeartRadio, Giovanni in India. So just go there, download, and follow, or go again to my ministry website, rossi.org. And number three, sign up to get the recording sent to you via text. That way you will not miss one day of this powerful word. Sign up to receive the recording at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Again, text the message DF, D for daily, F for fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text which includes today's powerful teaching. Finally, if you are unable to write this down, all of this information is on my ministry website, rossi.org. That's R-A-W-S-I. And follow me on social media, Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I. By now, you should have those Bibles ready. Let's get into this word. We have a powerful topic for you on this Friday. The book of Ephesians, chapter 3, verse 20, reading from the KJV. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Let's read that again. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Praise God for the reading of his word. Our topic for today's Daily Fire Devotion Podcast is the floodgates. Glory, the floodgates. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, have you ever heard someone speak about the floodgates? Whether they're talking literally or whether they're talking figuratively, they're talking about the barrier that is holding back the water. For example, if we were to envision this, we could think of something like a dam that's built to hold back the water, because if the dam was not there, the waters would overtake, they would overflow, they would cause everything else around them to be submerged, the floodgates. And many times we've even heard that very powerful and very familiar song, Open the Floodgates of Heaven by Bishop Morton, and Let It Rain. And earlier this week, I taught you on Wednesday about good rain. Yesterday, I taught you about rich blessings. If you missed those teachings, go back and listen on rossi.org or just follow the podcast on any major platform so that you can listen at your leisure. But whatever you do, don't let your day end without listening to the Daily Fire Devotion podcast, because there is growth for you in every area of your life. So here in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, the writer was letting us know that God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. In other words, God holds the keys to the floodgates. It said that now unto him glory. Able. See, God has the capability, and only God has the capability. He didn't say now unto them. He didn't say now unto us. He didn't say now unto half of them, but it was singular, now unto him. Why? Because there is only one, glory, who holds the power of the floodgates to do exceeding abundantly. Think about that. God is not just able to exceed what we want, to exceed what we ask, to exceed what we can think or envision. But he said to do exceeding abundantly above. Jesus, let that sink in. The holder of the key to the floodgates of good rain in your life. The holder of the key to the floodgates of rich blessings in your life. The holder of the key to exceeding abundantly above is God. Hallelujah. And if you are willing to seek him, if you are willing to put the time in, to pay your dues by giving your life to Christ, and if you are willing to bankrupt heaven with your praise, and to bankrupt heaven with your worship, and to bankrupt heaven with your giving, bankrupt heaven with your tithing, bankrupt heaven with a life dedicated to God, you can cause him to open the floodgates, so that the good rain will flow in your life, so that the rich blessings will flow in your life, so that exceeding abundantly above, not just exceeding, not just abundantly, not just above, but exceeding abundantly above, all of the adjectives of more than enough can flow in your life. You can cause God today, glory, to open the floodgates, to release what belongs to you. Hallelujah. In the book of 2 Corinthians, the Bible lets us know in chapter 1, verse 20, that the promises of God to us, they are yes and amen. In other words, it's yes in Christ. And amen, it is done, so be it. Will you cause God to open the floodgates? Because when he opens the floodgates, the exceeding abundantly above of his promises have been released unto you. Well, what are his promises? In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 13, God promises that he will make us the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, cause God to open the floodgates. In Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply every one of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, cause God to open the floodgates in your life. In the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 14, that if we will come in and we will do what we're supposed to do, and in the book of Malachi chapter 3, if we will serve God and bring the tithe into the storehouse, God will open the windows of heaven and pour out such blessing we don't have room to receive it. Cause God to open the floodgates. In the book of Matthew chapter 6 verse 30. The Bible teaches us that if we will seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all these things shall be added unto us. You see, if you want God to open the floodgates of heaven and to pour out into your life, you are going to have to bankrupt heaven with your praise. You are going to have to bankrupt heaven with your worship. You must bankrupt heaven with your giving, bankrupt heaven with your tithing, bankrupt heaven with your faith. Today, why don't you just begin to try it right now? The lines are muted. I can't hear you. Why don't you just begin to bankrupt heaven with your praise and worship? Why don't you just begin to release the floodgates of your own life? Release the floodgates of your own spirit and just begin to tell God, thank you. Just begin to tell him, thank you. Just begin to release everything that you've been holding in. Just reflect on the goodness of Jesus and all that God has done for you, and just begin to release your praise. Hallelujah. Tell him hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell him hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let him know, hallelujah, that you're looking for the exceeding abundantly above by your praise, because God inhabits your praise today. Hallelujah. As we prepare to go into prayer, come on and just shabak God. In other words, just worship him from a place of just sincere gratitude. Hallelujah. Release the floodgates. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates in our lives, God. Hallelujah. Tell him what you need. Hallelujah. Do you need him to release healing? Hallelujah. Do you need him to release finances? Hallelujah. Do you need him to release for you from addiction, release from adultery, release from doubt and despair, release from depression? Hallelujah. Cause God to open the floodgates. Let us pray. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, thou art God. Thou art our Father and our Creator. Lord, there is none like you. Now unto you, Lord God, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above. Now unto you, our God, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above. We give you praise. We give you praise, and from the depths of our hearts, from the bottom of our hearts, from the bottom of our souls, from the depths of our souls, we say hallelujah. Lord, you are our Father. Now, Lord, we come lifting up everyone listening right now, and those who will listen later, whether they go to rossi.org or they're streaming on any major podcast platform. God, that you bless them. God, that you touch them. God, that you heal them. Lord, that you deliver them. God, that you make a way. God, that you answer prayer. God, that you do exceeding abundantly above in their lives. Open the floodgates and release heaven unto them. Give them good rain. Give them rich blessings. Give them exceeding. Give them abundantly. Give them above. Give them exceeding. Give them abundantly. Give them above. Give them exceeding. Give them abundantly. Give them above. In the name of Jesus, we count it done. And we worship you. We worship you. We worship you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, come on and praise the Lord. Come on and praise him wherever you are. Let your praise cause him to open the floodgates. Amen. Stay with me as I do the altar call. And then I will end with one announcement and your task, two announcements and your task for today. For those of you who are unsaved, for those of you who are backslidden, for those of you who need God to open the floodgates of heaven in your life, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Lord, I need you right now. Glory. God, I need a miracle. I need exceeding. I need abundantly. I need above. I need exceeding. I need abundantly. I need above right now. Father, I repent of every sin. And I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. I confess that Jesus is the Christ. I confess that you have raised him from the dead. Now, according to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10, I am saved. I am rededicated to you. I have the victory. I have the victory. I receive my exceeding. I receive my abundantly. I receive my more than enough through you in your name. Amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. You are now saved. Make sure that you are spending time with the Lord every day, that you get connected to God-fearing people. Find yourself some prayer partners, those who can help hold you accountable and who will encourage you in the word. Get plugged in your church, even if it's online. Spend time with God every day. Make sure you set your alarm to be here with me live. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern on Rossi.org or on whatever podcast platform you're using. And if you can't tune in live, set your alarm. Put it on your calendar. Jesus, my God time with daily fire devotion. And make sure you go listen to the podcast at that time. Spend it with your loved ones. Listen with your loved one. Listen with your spouse. Listen with your children. But whatever time that is, listen at the dinner table. Whatever time it is, make that the time in your house, glory, that is set aside for God. There is no watching TV during this 15 minutes. There is no social media during this 15 minutes. There is no answering the phone. This is God time. With your Daily Fire Devotion podcast. Set an alarm, schedule time for God so you can cause him to open the floodgates in your life. And don't forget to sign up to receive the teaching via text. That way you won't forget because you're going to get the message at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. Sign up by texting the message DF to phone number 33222. Now our two announcements. Number one. Remember, this Sunday, December 13th, 2020, is the last day for you to sign up for my law office's teaching, the live Zoom, where I'll be taking your live questions and answers, where I'll be working you through this. It's not just a Zoom. This is interactive. You will learn. You will have fun. You will leave there better than you came, and you will leave empowered on the five critical legal documents that everyone must have in 2021. The usual cost for my services is $400 an hour, and this seminar would have cost you $3,500. But due to COVID and what people are going through, I'm only charging $29 because you got to be willing to invest in yourself to open the floodgate. But it is first come, first serve. I only set aside a few slots because I want it to be interactive and to take your questions. And they are almost filled. I just opened this up Wednesday and the slots are almost gone. So although Sunday is the deadline, I highly encourage you to go register today. Go to my law office website, callrossiwilliams.com, callrawsiwilliams.com, or go to my ministry site, rossi.org. Pay your $29. There's a morning session and there's an afternoon session. a night session. You can choose which one you want to attend. The class is on Wednesday, December 16th. Number two, the Florida NAACP is sponsoring the 12 Days of Encouragement Christmas Countdown. Make sure you call in. There is a different pastor teaching a different word each day. You don't want to miss it. The number as well as the topics and each speaker is also on my ministry website on the itinerary page. Now, our topic for today on this Daily Fire Devotion podcast with me, your host, evangelist attorney Rossi Williams, is the floodgates. Your task for this entire weekend is to open the floodgates of heaven unto you with your praise, with your worship, with your giving, and with your faith. Open the floodgates. Cause God to have to come into your atmosphere and to be so delighted with your worship and with your praise that he can't do anything else but do the exceeding abundantly above for you. Register at callrossiwilliams.com and share this word with someone else today. I'll see you on Monday. Get ready to see something you've never seen. The blessings of God.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings, the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick the feet out the door. God's doing a new thing. Yeah. Get ready for overflow. Cause I'm getting ready.